So does a parent have to treat an anxious child differently from their other children? Let's say a child won't clean up their room. Should you keep on them or not push because of anxiety? Are you saying that getting tougher or more demanding can make anxiety worse?
Not exactly. As far as possible, you should continue to parent just as you've been doing. You know, you may have to adjust your expectations in areas impacted by their anxiety, but your child still needs to take responsibility, show respect, have good manners, treat others well, and so forth. Most parents expect, for example, that when greeting an adult, a child should make eye contact. Well, if your child has social phobia, that might be an enormous challenge. In that case, you may have to adjust your expectations, but it is still a desirable behavior that they can continue to work on. Rather than insist on it immediately, you may have to develop a plan that includes a lot of steps, and we'll cover things like that later on. You know, and there are some occasions where you might need to apply some pressure, particularly on areas that need exposure, and we'll describe that to you more later. But you can do that without the anger and blame and criticism and contempt.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, I bet some of our listeners are kicking themselves in one way or another.
Teddy, there is nothing like parenting to make you feel guilty. You know, you may be wondering if you did something to make your child anxious. Well, don't immediately assume that there's this tidy cause and effect relationship between what you do and what happens to them. But on the other hand, we all make mistakes. Chances are you probably did some stuff that has influenced their anxiety in some way or other. Well, welcome to the club. You know, if it was, accept responsibility, ask for forgiveness, make repair if possible, but then move on. On the other hand, you are unlikely the sole cause. So chronically wondering if you did something or what you may have done is causing this anxiety, well, that itself is anxiety-provoking and unlikely to lead to a good outcome. So it's best to kind of forgive yourself and stay focused on the present. You know, your child needs help now. If you get all lost in self-guilt and self-recrimination, you know, you're going to hijack the problem. They're the one that needs help, and if you get lost in that, you'll hijack it.
David, these are some really helpful ideas, not only about anxiety, but about life. Any final tips before we move on?
Sure, Teddy. Here's one. Pay close attention to what your child watches. Young children do not have the capability to understand a lot of the media out there, and it causes them a lot of anxiety. For example, what they see on the news or horror movies. I remember working with a six-year-old, and he watched Jaws. It just tore him up. He couldn't handle it. So make sure you're watching what they're watching. Another thing is to make sure that everyone in the house is getting plenty of sleep. There's plenty of research that shows if you're sleep-deprived, you'll have less control of your emotions.
You know, another thing is don't make too much of any given day. Everyone with anxiety will have good days and bad days, ups and downs. You know, the hardest actually is after there's been an improvement to have a downturn. That can be very discouraging. Try not to make too much of that. You know, take a wider view. Look at things more like a month at a time. What's the trend over a month? You know, don't be surprised by minor setbacks along the way. You know, it's just like a stock market. You look for these trends, but there are plenty of minor pullbacks and upswings all along the way.
Right. If your child is having a bad day or gets discouraged, zoom out and remind him or her what the trend is. Present a hopeful future. You know, anxiety thrives on discouragement and feelings of helplessness. You know, this reminds me of another finding in the research. There's something called the disgust response, which has been linked to child anxiety, especially in the areas of trying new things or the areas of phobias. The disgust response is when a parent or child has a strong negative reaction to something and expresses it with a strong negative verbal response, like, that's disgusting, or those people are crazy for doing that. I hate that and I would never do that myself. Children can have these responses on their own, but what really makes a difference is how the parent responds to the same thing. Studies clearly show that children show more fear and avoidance following the negative reaction of the parent. Conversely, children display less fear and a greater willingness to try or experience something if the parent responds to the same thing positively or encouragingly.
So it sounds like the bottom line is that even if you don't like something, you need to consider that sometimes it is better to keep your opinions and negative emotional reactions to yourself so that you don't create an anxious response in your child.
Exactly.
There's one last thing I want to share with our listeners. You may find the children's program helpful in dealing with your own stress and anxiety. We have made it easy for the kids to understand, but there is a lot of wisdom here to help adults as well.